This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Women's Giving Circle of Dunn County awarded $22,000 in funding to 10 local nonprofits at its annual Fall Grants Gala this month. A panel of representatives from UW Stout, Stepping Stones of Dunn County, and the School District of the Menominee area determined which organizations would receive the funding awards. The grants seek to aid area nonprofits that support women, children, and families struggling with issues like homelessness and education. Arbor Place and the Bridge to Hope were among the organizations to receive grant awards. Officials from the Indian Head Community Action Agency's Rusk County Food Pantry say they're still looking for a new location following the closure of their Ladysmith facility last month. The organization's board of directors met last week, saying their goal is to remain in the Ladysmith area in a low or no rent building. They also say they've applied for tax-exempt status for new grant funding, but may not hear back for a while due to the ongoing federal government shutdown. Feed My People Food Bank is hosting pop-up pantries to fill the growing demand for food services. A Wisconsin State Senate committee considered proposed legislation on Tuesday that would make school bus safety education mandatory for student drivers. While many drivers' education programs do cover school bus safety, it's not technically required under state law. The bill would guarantee student drivers learn to operate safely around school buses on different types of roads. The goal is to reduce the number of school bus safety violations and avoid the potentially severe consequences of passing buses, picking kids up, or dropping them off. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to consider donating deer they harvest to the agency's deer donation program. According to a press release, the program has been stocking venison at food pantries across the state since it began in 2000. In that time, over 100,000 deer and 4 million pounds of ground venison have been used to help area residents in need. Hunters interested in donating their deer must field dress it as they usually would, test it for chronic wasting disease, and contact a participating processor. The Chippewa Falls School Board unanimously approved its 2025-2026 budget at its meeting on Tuesday. The budget for this school year will see about a 0.5% increase in overall spending to nearly $70.4 million, despite an enrollment decline of around 170 students. District officials also credited a three-year $7.5 million operational referendum passed in April of 2024 in helping to balance the budget, but warned that the district may need to propose another referendum when that one expires in 2027. The United Way of the Greater Chippewa Valley is seeking volunteers to help with their annual progress review and grant teams. Organization officials say the progress reviews help them ensure the funding they provide for about 30 area nonprofits is being used properly. Volunteers working with the grant teams review applications to determine where to best use grant funding to maximize its impact. United Way provides about $750,000 in grant funding each year for things like early child development and mental health programs. The Rice Lake Board of Education has approved its operating budget for the 2025-2026 school year. The board approved a $58 million budget for this year at its meeting on Monday, a roughly $5 million increase over the budget from last year. Officials say the motivation for increasing the budget stems from a $1.4 million decrease in state aid revenue, as well as an increase in property taxes of nearly $415,000. The tax levy will also be $21.8 million this year, about $1.8 million higher than last school year. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced a preliminary injunction blocking the U.S. Department of Education from cutting funding for school mental health grants, reinstating funding that had been discontinued earlier this year. According to a press release, the injunction is the result of a multi-state lawsuit filed in June, arguing the agency's decision to cut congressionally approved funding for the grants was illegal. In a statement, Attorney General Call said the ruling was a win for the safety and well-being of students in Wisconsin and elsewhere. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released preliminary results for this year's bear hunting season. The season ran from September 3rd to October 7th with over 13,000 bear hunting licenses awarded. Hunters fell about 300 shy of the statewide bear harvest target of nearly 4,100. Zone A in northern Wisconsin was the only zone with a harvest total above its target of 1,075, seeing 1,161 bears harvested. Zone D in western Wisconsin saw the second highest harvest total at 906. Governor Tony Evers has announced the Wisconsin State Building Commission approved nearly $750 million from the biennial state budget for construction projects across the state. According to a press release, the State Building Commission also approved the release of $15 million to begin implementing the governor's Comprehensive Correctional Facilities Plan. Other projects that will receive a portion of the funding include building projects at universities of Wisconsin campuses and maintenance projects at state agency buildings. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
A big game for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks against Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee's 3-1 after beating the Knicks Tuesday night. Golden State at 4-1. College hoops, the Badgers men's team over the UW-Platteville Pioneers, 69-53 in a charity exhibition game at the Kohl Center. NFL, Jordan Love named NFC Offensive Player of the Week after throwing 20 consecutive completions Sunday night. That tied a team record set by Brett Favre in 2007. Baseball, Blue Jays beating the Dodgers 6-1 in the World Series to go up 3-2. Trey Yesavage on the mound, striking out 12 batters, breaking a record for a rookie in the World Series since Sandy Koufax in 1963, who was sitting in the stands.
Historic stuff, that stage and his numbers. It's one thing to be in the zone, and it's another thing to be in the zone and get some swing and miss.
That's Blue Jays manager John Schneider with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 52 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a temp dropping back down to around 34, 35 overnight. Then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles later in the day with a high of 49. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.